This is Justin.
This is Bruce.
And this is
The Break-Ins!
Episode 29.
29 already, the big 29.
It's been, what, 3 years?
Yeah. What is that on average then? That's like 8.7 episodes a year?
I'm an artist, not a mathematician. Wait, no, the other way around. Yeah,
I'm
still an
artist. I'm a math artist.
I've been up too long today.
I'm sorry. What are you drinking there? Is that...
This episode of The Break-Ins is brought to you by Mocha, a Starbucks Double Shot Energy Mocha flavor, and cheap and chewy chocolate chip cookies.
The chipooey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really good tasty.
Together. Did you buy those at the dollar store?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So those are dollar store chocolate chip cookies.
The cheap version of the dollar store, yeah.
What? It's the cheap version of the dollar store. The dollar store itself isn't cheap enough.
No.
Is it General Dollar or the Dollar General?
This is Dollar Private.
The Nickel Ensign.
Uh-huh. Well,
is there a difference between the Dollar General and the General Dollar?
I've never heard of the General Dollar. Dollar General is a piece of crap, though.
Maybe the Dollar General's a northern thing and the General Dollar is a southern thing.
What happens, like, on the Mason-Dixon line?
I think.
Is it Dixie or Dixon?
It's Dixon.
Okay.
The Mason Dixon.
Oh, man. I've been on the wrong line.
You said Macy Dixie, didn't you?
Big Bear. Hard of Dixon.
It's like the Tiny Titans version of everything.
Macy Dixon will be a fun cast tonight.
I'm sleepy as well, but I didn't have to be at work at like 4 in the morning like you.
I was up about 4:30 today, so.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I was up 7.
I was up 7, too.
You stayed up.
Yeah. I was still up.
I got up at 7. 7:01, according to the clock.
Oh, well. Well, you know what? I was thinking, this episode is really emphasizing on the first part of our namesake.
Break. Yes.
So, that's my segue.
Segment one here is going to be about me taking a break from comics. And it's not as bad as it sounds. When I say I'm taking a break from comics, I'm going to take a break from buying and reading comics. A couple of different reasons. First one is I'm a cheap bastard. And when I switched over from buying them out of a comic shop to when I started buying them mail order, I cut the price in half. But I've slowly added books and like built it back up. So, because you're like, well, if you get 60% off of a book, hell, I could buy 2 books now for the same amount of money. So, I'm going to take a break to see what I actually miss. And another thing is, I want to take a break to keep myself from being influenced. I want to take, I can't remember the director. God, it was like a named director. And he said whenever he's working on a movie, he doesn't watch anything.
I don't know what it is.
It's not Scorsese. I want to say it's Scorsese. It's not Scorsese. Who's another guy like Scorsese?
Spielberg?
It's not Spielberg.
Tarantino?
It might be Tarantino.
Michael Mann? No. David Finch? No, David Lynch? David Fincher?
It could be. I don't know. I can't remember which director it is. But they said that they don't watch anything while they're making a movie. So I wanted to separate myself from comics to see if it would help me as a comic artist. And I noticed... Oh, and also me not buying or reading comics, I want that to... for 6 months, I want that to spill over onto all the websites I go to.
Huh.
Because at home and at work, I've got about 15 different comic book-centric websites bookmarked that I find a random second, and I'm like, oh, let me check this out. Oh, let me check this out. And I think if I was to put all that time and energy into writing and drawing, rather than looking at what other people are writing and drawing, that I would be more productive.
I was very worried when you told me.
Yeah, because I just texted you.
Very cryptic.
Hey, I'm quitting comics.
Yes. Quitting comics.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, something must be really depressing you right now.
No, I want to...
But I took it as everything.
Yeah, yeah. I did that a little on purpose just to screw with you.
Okay, that's
fine. I'll be honest.
I do that kind of stuff. Slitting my wrists.
I don't know. There's nothing to make that sound better. But no, My time's getting more valuable, more precious. I mean, you've got Liv, and I've got Crichton. Crichton's old enough now and large enough that, you know, he can climb up the stairs. So you need to watch him more often. So main reason I'm doing it for time, and it's just added benefit is it'll save me some money.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I decided this. I've got comics coming in the mail for the next 2 months because I order ahead, mail order. So I'm like, do I wait and start it in 2 months, or do I start it now and just set on those comics?
Hmm.
And then at the end of the 6 months, I just read them all?
That's a good question. 1-0. Well, good question.
So, like, I'm going to get comics this month, March.
Right.
And then April, I'm going to get a second box of comics. Mm-hmm. That'll be it. But I want to do just like a clean break. I just want to pick a day. I haven't picked a day yet.
Right.
I just want to pick a day and boom, 6 months from this day, no comics.
Well, then I might just still get the comic books and just put them aside.
Yeah.
And that's a real temptation right there.
It is.
Now you have comics coming in and you cannot read them.
Yeah.
And that's a real test.
And I thought, well, I'll do it like the day of the Gem City Con, the second day of the Gem City Con, because I'm going to be at a comic book convention. But not allowing myself to read or buy comics.
That'll go well with, hey, you want to trade comics with me? No.
No.
It's a preemptive.
No, I've given up comics. I don't know, what do you think of the idea? And do you think I'm full of shit for doing it, or? How does it sound to you? In my head, it's like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay, well, what about TV shows?
What about them?
Do you find they influence your writing style?
No.
Movies?
Nope.
Just comics?
Yep. Because it's a different medium entirely. Pacing is totally different. Framing is totally different. Character development, totally different.
What about talking to people about comic books?
That's another thing. When I first told Ralphie about that I was going to do this, I'm like, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. When I get my monthly order of comics in, I'm kind of sad after I read them. Because I got no one to talk to about them. I mean, you're only reading Savage Dragon. I don't read Savage Dragon. Yeah.
We read different books.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I barely talk to Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to talk to him on Facebook, and he's just not there. I don't want to go online and like join a forum or anything, because it's going to eat up even more time. Now, years and years ago, every comic book day, I'd sit down with Eric, and we'd go over our comics right then, and we'd have discussions about them. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in forever. I don't know anyone who reads comics anymore. So you've cut back.
Yeah.
Drastically. So it's not like...
I added several more books in my file, but they're all the Mark Millar icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, those will come out.
Whatever. Superior and...
Yeah, I said...
Super...
The new ones, really. I was interested in the Gibbons one and the...
the Secret Service.
And then the other one with...
Super Crooks.
You. Yeah. Mm. You know, I'll get the other ones, too. But I figured those books, someone's going to be late.
Now, are you still getting yours through
Mavericks? Yeah.
Did you see Sean Bourne is going mail order?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He posted that yesterday, I believe, on Facebook.
We are.
He's going through the same place I am, DCBS.
We're
not buddies.
Friendly. We're not friends on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll accept any requests.
Yeah, I didn't. You're friends with everyone.
Yeah. I don't care. I got no ill will towards anyone. No, I can't think about that. I think about some people. But, whatever. But, no, I didn't see that. That's, you know, I don't know. And I still don't know if, I guess it's another time. I still don't know if I'm going to do
free comic book day
there or not.
I don't even know if they're having a free comic book day thing.
Jason's going to be gone that day.
Are they involved in Avengers versus X-Men Day or whatever
that is? I don't know. But, I don't know. Even I did come up. I mean, I guess this is other stuff we're talking about later. But I did come up with. Well, I guess not. I did come up with a free comic book day issue. You know, my little four pager.
Yeah.
I did come up with an idea.
But you haven't drawn it.
No. Steph and I were taking about a 5 mile walk the other day, and
it's a long walk.
Yeah. And I started shooting around my idea. I said, this is what I would do, and it has a meaning, has a message. Which I've been wanting to get across, but it still stays within the comic book format. So.
Is it a religious message?
It's not religious.
That's good.
It's... I don't want to ruin it.
Is it social?
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the show.
In between panels.
Yes. Yeah. In the gutter of our conversation. Okay, but yeah, so I was really worried. I told Stephanie right away. I said, Bruce, she says, why? I don't know, I'm about to find out. And I'm like, that jerk.
Is that what you said?
I'm finally drawing again and this guy leaves the whole medium. So I don't know. And then, you know, she asked me some questions. She said, well, what about this and that, you know, this and that. And then she was wondering too.
After you explained it to her?
Yeah. She was wondering 6 months. What would you do? What about comic book? I mean, so comic book movies either? Would you still go see comic book
no,
movies?
No, that's totally fine.
Okay.
That's fine. It's pages
cartoon
and staples.
Cartoon shows.
Pages and staples.
Pages and staples. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I will have to tell you about my comic book video for free comic book day because it'll be off the grid.
I'll put it on a shelf.
Okay. Thanks. But yeah, toilet paper shelf.
Get to it 6 months later. I've got all your damn comics.
I like to find yours. I have them all spread throughout my comic book boxes. So some days I go digging through. Oh, here's one. Or here's one by you and Eric. That's always an interesting look at.
I recently refound all of them.
Uh-huh.
Because I had them. Like the first convention I think me and you went to, Jim City. I had them and I was like giving them away. If you bought anything, you had a free comic.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel right selling them without him.
Right.
And I don't think he's interested in them, so I was just giving them away. And then I lost them. Like, they were in my trunk, and then they weren't.
Uh-huh.
And me and Ralphie were cleaning out part of the garage, and I found them in a box. All of them. Still got probably 70 issues of Timeliners.
Bring it. Bring it with you. That's a whole another thing. Let's see how we're doing on time here. I'm a couple minutes behind because we have to press it.
12 minutes.
But yeah. Why don't we take a break, come back, talk about some more stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
7 years strong. Jim City Comic Con. Where Hollywood takes a backseat to comic book professionals. Jim City Comic Con. Mark Waid, Larry Hama, Jay Leston, Bruce O'Hughes, Scott D.M. Simmons, Justin Watson, Sean Forney, and many more. Jim City Comic Con. An excellent price for a great con.
Jim City Comic Con.
March 31st and April 1st at the Wright State Student Union. JetCityComicCon.com.
All right, we're back, and we have not taken a break from the podcast yet. That's going to be our next podcast. I'm taking a break from podcasting.
I think
we've done that a couple times.
We've taken enough breaks from podcasting. I still want to get us on like a regularly monthly schedule.
I think this is actually the closest to regular we've been in a while.
And we'll probably do one right before the Jim City Con.
I thought that this was. This isn't?
No.
No. Oh, boy. Okay.
Because we usually do one like a week or two.
I thought this was the one before.
No.
Oh.
We should do it 2 weeks out before the Jim City Con.
Then this is later on the preview to the actual episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
is that our new thing where we kind of do like part of an episode? And then we do the actual episode.
We don't have a thing.
But everyone really loves the part up, and no one really comments on the actual
episode. Is that
what
it is?
Is that how?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's going to love this part when we talk about what's coming up.
It's our yeah.
Yeah.
It's the segue. People
love
the segue.
I'm still a little bitter about that.
Yeah, you should be. The more I think about it, the more you should be.
Yeah. So, anyhow, will you read your own comics?
Yeah.
Or you blindly do it and then just put it away and say,
I'm going to have to go back and, you know, I'm taking some time off between issues 1 and 2 of Iron and Ink.
Uh-huh.
I got some freelance coming up with the minor league sports team here in town.
Uh-huh.
I got that. I got a good friend of ours at Bloodline Video, Matt Brassfield. He's got me working on some stuff for him. So I'm going to take some time off in between my comics. So when I go back to Iron and Ink 2, I'm going to have to reread Iron and Ink 1 to see how I was pacing and plotting and laying. I mean, just to familiarize myself. I always do that. I don't know about you. But like when I was working on Clobber, even though I was on issue 4, I kept going back to issue 1.
Like, I always read my stuff.
I keep going back trying to recapture the essence of that. Mm-hmm. And little things like characters will evolve physically over time. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep resetting them. I try to keep going back to capture that initial essence of who they were.
You could come back with, you know, even a stronger, you know, like that break, and you could like Iron Ink would be.
Well, yeah, I did that with Clobber.
Mm-hmm.
I think issues 4 and 5 were way better than 1, 2, and 3.
I feel that way about Tim Rising. You and I disagree, but
yeah.
We know why we talk about it on the podcast.
I feel like we need like an editor's note to see what or to listen to what Justin and Bruce are talking about.
Caption.
Go back to God episode. I don't know. Unlistenable.
One.
Was it one?
1 through 13.
Those are the unlistenable ones.
Especially that one.
I thought about calling Mike tonight, seeing if Mike was up for chit-chatting, but the boy's got technical problems. See, that's why I'm thinking if we did this once a month, like if we were like, okay, the first Wednesday of every month, it's break-ins night, baby. Then maybe Mike can get his shit together.
No. He's my friend. No.
Okay.
Brassfield told
us. No, he's a busy guy. You know,
I think Brassfield wants to be on our podcast.
He wants to do something. Okay, yeah.
I think because he's like, you guys should have more guests, if you know what I'm saying. More guests. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, we have Matt on there. He's like, no. More guests. So I think he was implying himself. Or maybe he knows someone named Guest.
What's the guy from Spinal Tap? I think his last name is Guest.
Was it Guest? Yeah. I want to say like Peter Guest, but I'm thinking Tim Peter Guest. Chris from Kiss. I'd love to have Peter Chris on.
Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest,
that's
yes.
What it is. So there you go. Maybe we can get him. That'd be great.
So I'd like to just throw this up. Christopher Guest, if you're listening or if someone out there knows Christopher Guest, we'd love to have you on.
We'll turn it up.
We will make no references to any of his movies whatsoever. Oh, we will talk only about ourselves, but he can weigh in.
Oh, okay. I don't think that was even him that did it. That was Michael McKean. Was that him that did it? Oh, no, that was
Christopher Guest.
It's been a while since I've seen that. Yeah. So do you have any other plans besides those two things you're going to do?
There's three.
Oh, there's three. Besides those three?
So they're freelance, which will pay me probably $1,000 or so. Uh-huh. And then the thing for Brassfield, which will pay me nothing.
Yeah. So, maybe that balances out.
Yeah. And then getting back to Iron and Ink. I'm probably not going to do a poster for Gym City Con.
Uh-huh. Oh, just this exclusive? Yeah. Or just any new poster?
I'm probably not going to have any new posters.
Okay.
I just don't have time.
Well, Gym City Con, people didn't see the couple of posters you've done over the from the Derby to the Cincy.
Yeah. I don't have any more Derby ones to sell. Those are done. That's over. That's retired.
I don't know if you had anything that you did, not exclusive for Derby, but I thought you had something you did before Derby.
I don't think so.
No? But the Cincy you had.
I've been busy making comics.
Spider-Man one? Which one did you do that one?
Spider-Man was new.
That'll be new at Gem City. If you decide to go.
Yeah, but buy the comics, people. Buy the comics.
Some people just.
I'm going to have Iron and Ink issue one there. It's 22 pages of story. And then, like, 4 pages of bonus material. And then, I'm not sure how much I'm going to sell that for yet. Because I haven't got a quote back from the printers to see how much it's going to cost me. Because I want to do it on off-yellow paper. I want to do it on almost parchment-like paper.
I understand. What about digital comics?
Yes, I wanted to talk about that. So, I've been looking into the company Graphically. Trying to figure out. I've been looking into a lot of things, but I'm really focused on Graphically because I think that's probably the best deal out there right now. For $150, you can submit your comic to them, like a PDF or zip files or whatever, and they will format it for the iTunes Store, for Kindle, for the Nook, for Amazon. They format it. Send it out to these people for you. And then they'll steer all the money made for this back into your account and you get 100%.
Wow.
So it's $150 up front.
Right.
For them to handle.
How big can it be?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of vague.
Uh-huh.
I have an email from I think it's the guy who runs it, Micah Baldwin. Because I signed up for like their beta thing where you can put your comics for free on Facebook. Haven't done it yet.
What now? How do you spell that? Graphically?
Graphically.
Lee as an extraordinary gentleman.
No, Lee as an L-Y. Graphic Lee.
Okay.
You think it's a graphic league?
Well, I thought you said Graphically, and then I thought you said Graphic League. So
no, it's just Graphically.
I thought Graphic League is
And there's cool. a there's a period between graphic and Lee.
Okay.
For some reason. So I'm considering that. I'm looking into that. And even then, I'm like, well, do I just sell Clobber as one big lump sum?
Right.
Or would I break Clobber back up? I think I just do it as one lump sum. And sell it for, you know, $1.99 or whatever for 108 pages.
All you do is sell what? 750. 750. You're in the money. 75 to make up for it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I've been thinking about talking to your friend Allison
on
Facebook.
Yeah.
Because she sells the novels she writes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you talked to her about that?
No.
Because she would know more about digital distribution than me and you would.
Yeah.
You should hit her up next time you see her.
All right. Yeah, I actually designed one of her characters. Helped design one of her characters. She wanted me to her one of her main characters from Scarlet Letters.
Hmm.
That's not the name.
You don't remember the word.
No, no, that's it. I apologize, Allison. That's it. I'm at least 98% certain. I've been up for
that's,
a long
yeah,
time. So anyhow, I did it, and it was a cool drawing. And I'm supposed to do another one for her that I told her I would do back at the baby sauna we had. I haven't got around to it yet. Either way, the difference is that I think the other one I had a deadline on.
Yeah.
This one I just...
Well, she's the only person I know, because I've been asking, like, on Facebook. You saw the thing. I said, hey, has anyone ever looked into digital distribution? And no one responded.
Yeah, I've talked to her. Talk to her. She's cool.
But the graphically thing seems pretty good. Because, like, Comicology and stuff like that, they keep a percentage of your money. Where graphically, it's, like, up front, and then we're done with you. But, because I was going to move forward on it. I think it was last night. So I've been saving up money from all the conventions. So I got the extra $150 today. I need to come up with a name for a publishing company, because it's all organized under publisher.
Huh.
I don't have a publishing name. I've never come up with like a studio name for or anything like that, because it's just me. You know, it's BrusoHughes.com. It's not thepigeonfarm.com or anything like that. So I need to come up with a name for a publishing house or whatever to sell my stuff under.
I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Yeah.
And then you just got to stick with it.
I know. And then I question, well, do I need to buy that URL then? Do I need to start putting that on all my comics?
You can if you want.
Can't I just keep it as me? And I thought, well, the publishing, I'll just call it Bruce Hughes Comics. I'm like, well, no, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. It's my name. It's not a publishing label or whatever the hell it is.
B-O-H?
Bull. Which is Klingon for worm.
MGM? That's three last names right there.
Going my, yeah, and what, B-O-H is just me.
Yeah.
Bruce Oliver Hughes.
Okay. What about scruffy-looking comics?
Really? That's just offensive.
Why, you are scruffy-looking.
I was also called Big Fat Snowman a couple days ago.
That's even better. Big Fat Snowman Productions.
Big Fat Snowman.
That's Bad Robot. Why not Big Fat Snowman?
Because it's a... I don't know. I still don't know what that means. I don't know if snowman's...
It's a kid
something.
That said it. No. Whitey?
Whitey, yeah, see?
No, just, okay, well, that's something to think about, I guess.
I'd rather just sell the book. I need, like, an agent or something. But I was hoping that the stuff with Brassfield would be, like he would take care of it. Because when I met with him to talk about his comics, and the advancement of, you know, Bloodline. I keep wanting to say Bloodstone.
I'm over here messing up titles anyhow.
So. Brassfield's trying to start his own like comic imprint thing, but it's not off the ground yet. I kept mentioning digital distribution and Diamond and stuff like that. And I think he's wanting to go like very independent, very like word of mouth. And I told him, I was like, well, clearly that's not working for any of us. Why would you make the same mistakes as us?
Yeah. Yeah, the books will just sit on the shelf at Mavericks.
Yeah.
Mine do.
Yeah.
I tell people, hey, they're at Mavericks, but they still sit there every week.
Yeah.
So. Whatever. Maybe I should call my book Magic the Gathering.
See, I thought about naming my publisher with an A. So I'd be alphabetically, I'd be in the front. I thought, didn't Mike Allred do that when he did the Madman comics? Wasn't his comic book company called AAA Pop?
I think so.
So that he would always be at the beginning of the catalog.
What's Tony Moore's? Terry Moore. What's Terry Moore's?
Abstract.
That was always at the beginning of...
Abstract Studio, because it's
A. Well, it's in the beginning of the... when it was Diamond, the big book.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the second half beginning,
Because it's independent.
Yeah.
But still, the beginning and the middle is still the beginning of something.
Right. I always knew where to look. I knew it was in the beginning. I never remember what it was called, but I remember it was in the beginning.
Abstract Studios.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what do we have here? We have a time. We have to... we're going to come back.
Yeah, good. Take another break.
We'll
be right back eventually.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
All right. So, let's see. Next up, hey, it's the GCCC, Gem City Comic Con.
I thought you were grading a comic. The GCC? What is that called?
Grading Comics Collective?
No, the people who grade comics.
I don't know what it's called. CGC.
CGC. Not the GCCC.
NBC.
This will be... God, what is this?
The 11th.
Is this the 5th year?
No,
the
6th. Wait. Oh, that was Free Comic Book Day I was talking about. 7th, I think.
The 7th Gem City Comic Con.
I think so. I was... Yeah.
You've sold at all of them.
Yes.
I've sold it all but one.
Mm-hmm. We've had a good time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've enjoy it.
I look forward to it.
It's expanded to 2 days this year.
Mm-hmm. Still, March 31st and April 1st.
It still costs the same.
Yeah.
Is it March 31st?
March 31st and April 1st.
Holy crap.
You better request some time off.
Yeah.
I requested time off back in January.
I thought I
got it approved.
I honestly thought it was like April 20th or something.
Negative, Ghostwriter.
Wow. So that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
A couple weeks.
That's why I was saying, oh, we'll do a podcast.
That's why I'm like, oh, I thought this was it.
Okay. Yes, then. What's today's date?
7th. It's the 7th. 7-7-7.
It is the 7th. Oh, boy.
This is like a couple weeks.
Wow.
2 weeks, yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I was...
Saddle up, partner. You better get those comics made.
Man.
Cookie?
I would love a cookie.
All right, so...
to hold my brain in.
We have the Gem City Comic Con, Dayton's finest comic book convention.
I think maybe their own.
They used to have Jubilee in town back in the 90s.
I don't remember that, do I?
That was the first comic book convention
was I went that to. The hotel?
Holiday Inn, yeah.
There by the Dayton Mall?
Oh, yeah. I went to a whole bunch of them. I won some awards at those. But, beat all those little...
Best costume?
Drawing.
What did you win?
Like $10 or something? I don't know. Whatever. It didn't matter. Still beating 5-year olds. Like that.
How old were you at the time?
20? No. I was like 13. In fact, you know that guy about the Walking Dead thing off me?
Yeah.
He used to sell action figures there. He was like a kid. He's like still younger than me, but he was like a kid when he was selling action figures there. So whenever.
Like on his own?
I don't know, maybe it was his dad. I don't know what it was, but yeah, he'd sell, like, you know, a little booth and stuff like that. Yeah. I remember I met some guy that worked on Batman animated series once.
Hmm.
He did, I don't know, storyboard.
I only went to one of them.
Yeah.
And this was in, like, 2006.
Oh.
Probably the last one. And me and a buddy of mine, Tony Taylor, went. And we talked to a guy who was working on Lobo at the time. I don't remember his name.
Hmm.
But he was a nice enough guy.
Keith Given?
Nope. No, no. His name was Matthias Nostos.
Hmm.
I remember the name, Matthias Nostos. And I don't think he did anything after that. But he did me a drawing of Tank Girl that I just left in the floorboard of my car and eventually ripped by stepping on it.
I think it's fitting for Tank Girl. Okay, well.
Wow. So
good convention.
Coming up soon.
Coming up soon. Sooner than you thought.
Way sooner. I honestly thought it was 3 more weeks out.
I'm excited for it. All I've been doing is talking to Steph about it. We had some really great guests. I said, I don't, if we're not doing another one before, I don't think we are.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Wade's going to be there.
Mark Wade, big one, Mark Wade, creator of Kingdom Come and a couple of books that you like, Incorruptible and Irredeemable.
Yeah.
I just read a thing from Boom.
About them coming to an end?
About, no, it was a zombie omnibus, and he did a short story in there.
Why not call that Zomnibus?
Maybe that's what I might have called it. I don't know. But yeah. Anyhow.
That's what I'd call it.
It was really good, and he had a short story.
The Zomnibus.
Larry Hama, G.I. Joe.
I forgot that he worked on Bucky O'Hare.
Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Was there a captain? I think it was a captain.
No, that was the, that's what followed in the theme song. Bucky, Captain Bucky O'Hare.
I love the cartoon.
Yeah, me too.
I remember the duck. The duck had four arms.
Michael Golden, he did Bucky O'Hare too.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Really? I like his stuff
a lot. Seemed like a little bit of an a-hole when we met him at Gym City.
Not for me. We had good talks. Dan Parent, who, you know, he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And he's actually the guy that draws the Kevin Keller, I think. The
wedding issue, Kevin and
the homosexual character from Archie.
Yeah.
That's taking a lot of stuff with the,
Archie's crazy now.
Yeah,
they're just doing weird. Oh,
what's his name? Is like
weird stuff.
My friend Steve Scott.
Yeah,
you know it doesn't say this in this, but I picked up a box of cereal, and it had a Justice League comic in it. Drawn by Steve Scott.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, this is awesome. I know this guy. I told Stephanie, I go, I know this guy. We talk all the time. Not all the time on Facebook, but occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I see him at the conventions, we're always pretty cool with each other. Yeah. I remember I met him in Mid-Ohio, and I was just talking his head off about how much I liked his Forever, X-Men Forever stuff.
Right.
And how disappointed I was in...
followed him?
I think it was. Was it Michael? No, it wasn't Michael.
No, I said the guy who followed him.
Yeah, is but it was the guy that. Who was the guy that. Paul Smith.
Yeah.
Paul Smith's X-Men Forever stuff was terrible. I love Paul Smith.
Yeah.
Especially Leave It a Chance, but.
Yeah, but wasn't X-Men Forever coming out twice a month?
Yes, but I think you know ahead of time that you're going to do it.
Unless you're
what's his name from? The new X-Men guy.
Igor Cordy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could pick that, like. 10 of those.
Well, did you you see the thing on Bleeding Cool today about the pages in issue 4 of The Shade?
No.
The way, who was it? Oh, who's doing the art? Darwin Cook did the art on that issue. And he sold the original page 4, and it's not page 4 that was printed in the book.
Oh.
Like, they cut some panels out.
Huh. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Because they didn't want anyone to see Jay Garrick as the Flash.
Interesting.
So, and a couple other things I've heard like has happened with
DC
and their books.
I don't trust them anymore. Andy Bennett, good friend of mine. Let's see, Eric Adams.
You skipped Eric Adams there.
Yeah, well, he's the guy that helps us out. Yeah. In elevators. There's no elevators I know of.
Dan Davis got a page of his Catwoman work right over there.
Sean Forney. I want to make sure I mention Stephanie Forney, his wife, who does these really cool pigs. And she does comic characters, and I always tell her, look, you need to do Pig Iron. She had no idea what Pig Iron was. And I said, I showed her a picture. I was like, this is the obvious
choice.
Pig. I mean, it's Captain Carrot, right?
Yeah.
And she had never heard, so yeah. I mean, I'm not going to ask for one, but.
You wouldn't buy a Pig Iron?
Well.
You just want it done.
No, I mean, my money's tight, you know, so I just like to see it.
Yeah.
See it. And people are like, come on, you should draw this. And
yeah. We're still waiting for me to draw Bob Denver.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to do that for you this year.
No.
Studio Kamikaze.
Hey, these guys.
I'm getting to them. I'm jumping up and down. I'm seeing what's in the middle. I did some artwork for them recently. I'll show you. Yeah, I just did a pinup for them.
Finally. Been asking for like 7 years.
I know. And I did it within a day. Let's go to Scott D.M. Simmons.
Good guy.
Very nice. We should get him on the show, I think. And we have one question.
I think our cynicism would destroy him.
We should be like, why are you so happy looking all the time?
He is.
Yeah. And it's got a great smile. I was looking at a musician.
I bet he's medicated.
I don't know. I was looking at a musician. Country musician. I'm trying to think who it is. Oh. Brian, Luke Bryan or something, whatever.
I have no idea.
He's always smiling. I go, this is Scott Simmons' smile.
He's the Scott Simmons
of the country.
Of country music.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hey, there's, above there's, I just rolled the chair off my foot. That hurt. me and you.
Yeah, two angles. Yeah.
We'll be somewhere. I don't know.
Spelled my name right.
Yeah, well, that's after I sent up a choice email about it.
Oh, that's what we need, more enemies.
No, I don't know where we'll be sitting, though, but it's fine. We, you know.
Tom Williams will be there. Mm-hmm.
Dan Taylor, he's always a good guy.
Tom Williams does amazing color work. I mean, he's a good artist on his own. And I believe he's won some awards at Space, but his color work is.
Let's see, who else do we have here? Ah, our good friend, Chris Pritchard.
Yes.
A Pritchlap.
Yeah, not a link on the website, though.
That's
just
weird.
Just his name.
I wonder if he didn't send that in when
I don't know. Hopefully we're sitting near him.
I'll send, I'm going to send Jesse an email saying, hey.
Now, how are we doing the Red Robin ritual? Is that at the end of every day?
I don't know. It depends on, I don't think we can do it every day. I don't think I can. I don't know.
Those bottomless fries 2 days in a row.
I'll be crapping a brick on Sunday. We do it on Saturday night. Let's see.
Kevin Lean. Kevin Lean, who does some really nice Doctor Who work. His Torchwood stuff. I mean, he's a good painter. I think he's up there with Alex Ross. He just hasn't been discovered as of yet. Rusty Shackles. We've seen his name bounce around here and there a couple of times.
Well,
I came across his website a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. It seemed like some decent stuff. Well colored.
All right. So, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Danny Cooper.
I couldn't think of anyone.
And Derek Watson of Mutant Cactus.
Well, that's almost a good last name.
I want to meet those people.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have here? I thought there were some more people.
Yeah,
who's at the top?
Mark Waid was at the top.
No. Go down a little more. By the way, if you guys are on the GemCityComicCon.com website, you could actually read this
with us. Scroll with us now.
Josh Maders, he's a friend of...
I don't know him.
Well, he's a big friend of Sean Porter. They always sit next to each other.
Don't.
He does a lot of work.
Means nothing to me.
Well, he does. Check out his stuff. And, Dave Akins. He sits next to Andy Bennett every
year. Yes.
He does all the, cartoon.
Dora.
Dora, yeah, and all that stuff. Very, very good guy. So those are, only some of the guests.
Some of them we can't pronounce their name.
Right.
And
the stars of Twilight are going to be there again.
I don't mention the studios, because I don't believe in studios.
But yeah, I'll have to show you the artwork I did after. I'm waiting for it to be colored. Someone else is coloring it. So that's kind of exciting.
That's weird.
I usually color my stuff.
That's really weird for you.
Yeah, but you know what? It also...
What resolution did you provide it to them at?
2. Good luck!
Much like the stuff you sent me.
No, I don't know what that was. No. I figured out what that was. I had the email set on small. I couldn't figure out what it was. Finally, I'm looking all around my screen, and I see a little thing that says small. And I'm like, actual size. This was it.
You were sitting
3 days. I was sending you emails. One of them was the same email. It took all that long to send. No wonder they weren't sending. But
they made the business card size. You send it to me, and I respond back, "I can't. I can't read this. It's way too small." And you're like, "No, it's not."
And that's what I didn't know why I was doing
it. You doubted me.
I apologize. So I didn't tell you.
Did.
Well, whatever. Why didn't I color? Why didn't I color? It was because,
Who's asking this? Why are you saying that? I think there's a crowd of people asking you. I've heard you. Why didn't you color it? Why didn't you color? Hey, whoa. There's no one saying that to you.
You said, well, why didn't you color? That's weird.
I just said it once.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Time, man. I just want to finish the thing and get it done with.
Yeah.
Let someone else do it.
But you're not going to be happy with it. Because I know you.
I've seen some other people color my stuff.
Yeah, you're never happy with it.
Yeah, who knows how it turns out. In fact, let me see if I can pull it up here while we're on the.
This makes for good radio.
Mm-hmm. They'll see it when it comes out. Go buy the Studio Kumikaze book. It's got tons of different people doing.
What's the book?
It's pictures of the characters that they have, and is promoting their Seven Sisters special or something. No. In fact, a lot of the characters are kind of really like hot, you know, like the short, whatever. Yeah. I picked the character that was the least amount of that.
Okay.
I talked to Steph and I said, I don't know which character to do. I want to do one that's not just like a
TNA.
Right. So I found one and it skirted the TNA issue without totally touching on it. Thank you, Mocha Double Shot. And I went with that. In fact, like I said, I'll pull it up here in a second. And
Still pulling.
What else?
So you did that for BJ. Finally. After years of him asking, you should do some stuff. And I like
the fact. I did it digital, too.
I like the fact he always starts up, hey, Bruce. And then he just talks to you and asks you to do work for him. Mm-hmm. I am beneath him, clearly.
It's a lot like how your friends treat me. Except for it's more like nothing.
They spend money on me and they don't spend it on you. BJ spends money on nobody. Yeah, there's TNA there.
It skirts it.
Does it?
Yeah.
She's holding some T's.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I just got rid of it.
That's all
right. Is it all right? I don't know. I was going to zoom in.
Maybe you did delete it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Don't trust me with phones. Okay, so Jim CityCon, I'm gonna have the clobbers again of the first issue of Iron and Ink. I'll have all the posters I had last year. I'm really just trying to make comics.
Mm-hmm. Me? I've got a couple weeks. 3 posters I want to do. And a commission that's due by then too.
What's the commission of?
Gordon. No, I can't really talk about the commission yet.
You say Gordon?
Yeah, Gordon.
The Gordon Fisher.
Dang. You get your fish in your drawings.
Or wasn't Alf's real name Gordon something or another? Gordon Shumway. His name was Gordon. Are you going to do a Gordon Shumway poster?
Nope. As for my friend, Christina. She'll get it at the convention.
Okay.
I committed to it. I'm ready.
But you can't tell me who it is.
I can tell you. Between the...
Yeah, because the podcast is huge. You're going to spoil it for her.
This could be like the hugest podcast we do. This could be like... No. Anyhow, the point is, doing that, doing a Doctor Who print.
Yep. I saw you've been working on that. You've been posting stuff.
Ahsoka print.
You are doing that?
I'm working on it.
You find a place to print it?
No, I'm just doing it.
By Mavericks, there's a place.
I'm going to do it all. Do-do-do-do-do! Now we do them.
Office Depot? Okay.
I got a coupon. It's like spend X amount of money, save X
money. Oh, you get a coupon.
Yeah. And then
they get an old lady.
I can knock out the Avengers. The Avengers is my last to do list.
Yeah.
So it might just be 2. But that's 2 more posters than that. And I'm only gonna do 11x17. I'm not really sure how much I'm gonna charge.
Yeah.
The Doctor Who one should be pretty cool.
Well, keep in mind, I currently charge $5 a poster.
Hmm.
We set at the same table.
Maybe we could up a price.
Maybe.
Make some more money.
And we could put all the posters in that album so they can flip through and see mine and your stuff to try to save some table space.
I'm going to make a little sign. Sign.
The sign just says sign?
Yes, brilliant.
Can I wear a shirt that says shirt?
It's going to have a pencil drawing of a bust. Number on it, the quantity, whatever it is. We haven't decided yet.
Okay. $28.
Then ink.
Because you got to get a...
Then color.
You can't offend your friend.
Right. Then color. And then full figure, boom, boom, boom. That way, all you have to do is look at the sign.
That's way too many options. You just named off 5 options talking to me.
Six.
That's still a crap ton of options, man.
Then I'll just, maybe I should just change it to ink and color. It should be pencil or ink and color. If you want to ink, it has to be color, and I'm just going to charge you that. There you go. Maybe talk
to me. I would simplify it. There's 6 options, I think, is too many.
Then I just do pencils or pencil, ink and color. You get your choice. And then if you want to do a private commission with me, contact me and I'll...
Yeah.
I'll do something more extravagant for a lot more money.
like your Gordon Shumway commission.
I'm giving them the special convention prices. So yeah, I'm excited. I've got those things lined up. I've got that commission, which I got to do somehow. Which is pretty cool. Still the can't talk too much about it, but the webcomic, whenever that happens, eventually down the road.
Yeah. Is there any way you can work ahead on that?
What's that?
Can you work ahead on that at all?
Well, I have no knowledge of anything besides the basics, and so there's nothing to work on.
Like, there's no environments you could design, no characters you could...
No. It's very general.
Maybe you could talk to somebody about it during the Gym City Con.
I might do that. Let's see.
The two-day Amazing Fest. That may lead to you having an interesting dinner the first day.
Maybe. Let's see. Did the ad for you? Did stuff for you? Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Your back cover?
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that text is going to print. Some of it looked a little small.
I don't know. That's the only thing you've ever said to me about the thing yet so far.
Well, the rest of it's all good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. You draw Barmaeus better than I draw Barmaeus.
Well, the text is supposed to be small, but... I had a fun time with that, too. I want to go concept cover. I went back and looked at your covers you did for Tim Risen.
Yeah.
I said, I need to do a concept cover. Because Bruce was doing concept covers. That's what I'm doing wrong here.
What did you think of my actual cover for it?
Oh, the three?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I liked... I don't know. I don't want to say too much about the book. I like the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a fun time doing that.
I'm really hoping that Iron and Ink sells better than Tim Risen. Well, I hope it sells better than Tim Risen. I hope it sells better than Clubber.
That's Banks. All, folks.
I do hope it sells better than Tim Risen.
No,
there's no shame in that.
Well, since I have not sold a Tim Risen in a couple years.
You need to make a book. I will pay you to make a book.
What do you mean? The Tim Risen book says
I know, like now, after Tim.
Oh.
Post Tim.
Oh, yeah. No, can't come back. Can't come back.
The Live Era. I want to see a book during the Live Era.
No.
Live Era.
Yeah, I'll do that one. Anyhow, point is, I'd love to sell another Tim book. Timbuktu? Or
mark them down.
Timbuktu.
What are you selling for now?
10.
10 for 60-some pages?
Something like that, yeah.
I sell 108 pages for 10.
And who knows how much you're selling in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be 22 pages.
So, yeah. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm pretty excited.
Busy time.
I usually spend... I did those Doctor Who's Saturday morning. I did the first... whatever they were, 1 through 6.
Yeah.
For breakfast. And I came back from breakfast. And I felt like my after breakfast were... I mean, those were just sketches.
Are you just doing headshots?
Yeah, it's headshots. Do you remember my status about the color coding?
Nope.
You didn't see that? Okay. Yeah.
You have a lot of statuses through the day.
Not as many as some people.
Probably.
Not as many as I used to.
Yes.
Either. But it was basically, the question was, if you could color code each doctor, what color would it be and why? And I had a couple people respond.
Hmm.
One was pretty well done, so I might just go with that one. That way, I don't want to think about it. And if it's a good reason, why not?
Yeah.
And then it'll just be kind of like the form into a... it'll be inside a question mark.
Okay.
And it'll be each color. And so I wanted... I don't know. So yeah. And then the last... the dot will be of
Matt Smith.
So, that's my thing. I figured, if I draw Matt, people are going to want...
David Tennant.
Right. If I draw David, people want Matt.
Christopher Eccleston.
So if I just do all of them...
Or Tom Baker.
I'm covered. And I can sell 50 bucks.
The Who's.
I mean, that's actually, you know, a lot of different headshots.
Did you say 50 bucks?
Yeah, no, I'm not selling them for 50
what?
Bucks. I don't want to call a whore again from... what's his nuts?
What the hell was his name... I want to say Tony Butterfield, but I think I made that up.
I don't think he's on the list.
He's not.
Okay, so I guess I don't have to worry about that.
He called you a Hollywood whore.
Yeah.
I'm excited that Gym City's 2 days
uh-huh.
cost the same money.
Yeah. I don't know how much it costs to get in.
I try. No, we're on the website and we're reading it to people. And we've only been going for 23 minutes.
Yeah, this is a long stretch, folks.
One day pass is $8. Uh-huh. 2 days, $15.
All right.
That's a good deal.
So really best to buy the 2 day. Is that for kids or adults or just...
I don't know. It just says...
Students?
It says tickets.
Right. What if you click down? The same? Is there a click down button?
You need to click down. That's it, man. Saturday tickets are $8. Sunday tickets are $8. Two-day tickets are $15.
Oh, that was if you want to buy more than one ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't see because it's so small. So.
And you're a great distance away.
Oh, it's even worse.
So let's wrap this up and we'll come back for adioses.
Yes.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
And we're back for the end.
Segment 4. Mm-hmm.
The wrap-up BS section.
The adios.
Yeah. Did you see... Let's talk about a couple things here real quick. Did you see the new Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. The new Men in Black trailer?
Yep.
G.I. Joe?
Yep.
What else? Avengers? Did you see the newest Avengers? Not the one in Super Bowl. The newest one. Okay.
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah, because Steph and I watched the Super Bowl.
Was not that impressive.
She was a lot more excited for G.I. Joe. Hmm. And so was I.
Let's go back. Spider-Man? No understand it whatsoever. Don't understand the need to reboot it. I think the suit looks like... It looks... From all the changes they've made to how Spider-Man looks... It looks like they couldn't afford the rights to Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So this is a movie called, Bug Boy or Arachnid Kid. Because that doesn't look like Spider-Man to me. It looks like a generic gym shoe, but as a bodysuit. Because the blue, wraps around the arms, and there's silver streaks down the legs. It doesn't look right.
Spider-Man has had several costumes over the years.
Yes. But he always goes back to the one true Spider-Man costume.
Maybe Spider-Man 2.
So should we consider this the alternate cover version of the movie? Is this Scarlet Spider territory?
Nope.
Or is this the Iron Spider? Mm-hmm. Should I wait until the real Spider-Man
costume? I'm saying though that, I don't care what you wait for. I'm just saying that Spider-Man has that several costume. We did a whole podcast about this.
Yeah. I still don't like it.
But Batman. There'll be multiple costumes.
I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because it makes sense for Batman to do it. Spider-Man, not so much. This is a kid. Mm-hmm. Sewing it in his attic.
They show that one trailer where he's sewing.
Yeah, whatever. Then they got rid of the organic web shooters.
Yeah.
I like the organic web shooters.
Well, I won't say you're the minority or majority, because you're just you.
I'm the minority in that, but I liked him. I think it saved a lot of time. Because not only does he have to get bitten by a radioactive spider and realize he can climb and he's got a spider sense, but then they have to show him building these little things that fit on his wrists. And is it sometime before? Does he build them before or after he gets bitten?
Well, since I haven't seen the movie yet, I can't tell
you. Well, in the comics.
Oh, in the comics?
Because if he built them before he got bitten, they probably ripped his arm off the first time he tried to use it.
No, in the comics he builds them after.
Okay.
In fact, it's actually... Some people explain that it's... one, he's a genius.
Yeah, but you're saying he got the genetic knowledge on how to create spider web.
Nope. More just an idea. Not really anything. But no... I think that was just an add-on thing in the end. But really, because he was a kid genius. Yeah. He was actually smarter than... He's a Tony Stark of high school.
They started playing that up in the comics more.
Let's see. What else?
So
Men in Black.
Well, Men in Black looks interesting.
See the newest trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because they expanded on the original trailer.
Right. It looks interesting, but just reading all the behind-the-scenes stuff that happened... The way they stopped filming because they didn't have a third act for the movie and the reshoots. It makes me wonder if the movie's going to flow at all.
Yeah.
Or if it's going to be a hodgepodge of random stuff.
I try not to pay attention to it. Men in Black have always had that kind of stuff.
The first one was amazing. Uh-huh. Second one was all right.
Second one was doomed partly because they had to redo the ending because of September 11th. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't use... Originally, the ending was going to take place
World Trade Center.
On the World Trade Center. Yeah, so they had to redo it and then place it And if you watch like the movie, it's kind of leading up to that. And
then there's no payoff.
Yeah.
The third movie you mentioned, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about it, more than I think I should be. It's weird to me that Duke doesn't have a line in any of the trailers.
I think it might be a send-off to the new Joe team.
That's weird.
You know, it looks like to me, it looks like the director said, and I like this first G.I. Joe movie. You know, I like a lot of stuff, though, but I mean, I enjoy the first G.I. Joe, and it looks like this director came and said, you know what, I want to do stuff that looks a little more like the cartoon. Like Cobra Commander's mask.
Well, it looks amazing.
Right. And I want to do stuff that resembles the cartoon.
And as they should.
And that's what he did. What are we? Avengers?
Yeah.
Avengers, the newest one?
Yeah, the newest trailer actually looked like there was a story. Mm-hmm. Where the teaser and then the first trailer was just like, hey, look, stuff.
Right.
This one, it's like, wow, things are happening. Although there's still that weird shot of everyone running and they look back and it's just cars tumbling. Uh-huh. I keep thinking there's something there. Uh-huh. Like they're missing a special effect, you know? Like there should be an explosion or
like something coming down or
like an ice giant throwing those cars or, you know, like a giant mole creature that comes up out of the ground. It looks like it's missing something.
Maybe it's Ant-Man setting explosions.
No.
Okay.
Hulk looks good in it.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he looks like Mark Ruffalo. He's got chest hair. I mean, it's like a hulky Hulk, like a manly Hulk.
And his Black Widow has the little things on her.
The gold wrist shooters?
Yeah. Well, they're kind of bluish.
But there's the shot where it spins around a little. Right. It's a pretty cool shot, except for the fact that, you know, it's Black Widow with a 9mm and Hawkeye with a bow and arrow. And you're looking around, you're like, everyone is super, except for that redheaded chick with a 9mm... And that guy with a compound bow.
Well, they say, you know, even in the trailer, she's like, we're not.
No, but even, did you saw Thor?
Yeah, I've seen all
Hawkeye's in it for what, like 20 seconds?
Yeah,
and he never gets to shoot.
Which is inserted into the...
He never gets to shoot.
Right.
Now, am I supposed to believe, I don't know a lot about Hawkeye, I'll be honest with you. Is he like Bullseye? Like he never misses?
In the comic, I mean, we're talking about the 616 or the Ultimate or...
Whichever one they decided to make a movie out of.
Well, I think what they do is they take a little merger of both. Well,
whatever. I mean,
okay.
Is there anything special about him?
Well,
Ultimate Universe, he lost his eyes or something.
No. He uses trick arrows.
Yeah.
He's really cocky. This is 616. Not a superpower. This was 616. No superpower. And then Ultimate... yeah, he doesn't really. I don't think he ever misses. He's pretty badass in the Ultimate Universe, and I think they use the Ultimate Universe.
That's because the costume is from the Ultimate
Universe. More of the Ultimate Universe, but they might be basing it more on the personality. I don't know. Once again, when the movie comes out,
yeah,
I'll see it. Dark Knight
still looks good. I'm sad. Uh-huh. I'm sad more than excited about that because it'll be the last one. And then, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, they'll do another fucking reboot for no reason.
What else?
And we'll get to see Batman lose his parents again.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they're going to be 4 or 5 years. You think it'll be like 2 years?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. And I are in charge of making, you know, or I'm in charge of making movies. I'm going to treat it like, you know, business and make some more movies. More money. And movies.
Okay, James Bond. You're a James Bond
fan. Oh, yeah.
How many James Bond movies have there been total?
23rd is coming out this year.
How many reboots have there been in James Bond?
If you consider...
I don't consider changing actors reboots.
No. I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Closer you get to reboot, I guess, would be the Casino Royale. It's very close, yeah. There's no real connection to
the 23 movies.
Yeah. 20, so it got to...
Spanning, what, 40 years?
20 movies, and then they went back.
Okay, so 20 movies.
60s on. 60s on up.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. 2000. So,
yeah.
Spanning 40 years,
uh-huh.
20 movies, uh-huh. And then they're like, hey, reboot time. Mm-hmm. Where comic book movies seem to be 3 movies, 10 years,
right.
Let's reboot this sumbitch.
Right.
That's what I'm against. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see Peter Parker get bitten again. I don't need to see Bruce Wayne lose his parents again. Am I eventually going to see someone else take shrapnel to the chest and have to build a super magnet to keep it from...
from killing them? Probably some different explanation.
No, but I mean, seriously, yeah, am I going to see that again? Why? Why do I need to see that again? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, now, as for the Bond movies, they are loosely over the 40 years. Occasionally, the other actors will touch base with something that happened in a previous.
Yeah.
Occasionally. Otherwise.
But it's not like, hey, my name's Jimmy Bond, and I'm here to be a special agent.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Jimmy Bond was from
The Lone Gunman.
Casino Royale.
Oh, was it?
Casino Royale, the American live, where Jimmy Bond was an American spy.
What?
Yeah. It was a thing they did for, live TV. And the bad guy in Casino Royale was a guy from Casablanca. Yes.
Yeah.
That guy?
Peter Lorre.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Hmm.
And Felix, who's the American spy.
Felix.
He's the American CIA agent that is friends with Bond.
Yes.
But in this, Casino Royale, he was British.
I don't understand.
It was a 1 hour or something live action thing.
That's horrible. I don't.
And that's one of the reasons they also couldn't get a Casino Royale made for
many
years.
Yeah, I'm right. Just like the way there will eventually be another Ghost Rider movie. There will eventually be another Punisher movie.
A Fantastic Four.
Another Fantastic Four. Because, was it Fox? Doesn't want to give up the rights. And as long as they keep making them. But notice, they don't keep doing origin stories every time.
Yeah, Ghost Riders 2 is kind of it's a sequel, but not a sequel.
It's a sequel.
I haven't seen it, but I didn't know if it was a direct. I know it's the same actor.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it references or just.
Everything I've read about it is it's a sequel.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. Because I don't remember hearing his country accent in the trailer.
I couldn't finish the first movie.
I really enjoyed it.
I made it up until the point where Ghost Rider pulled the chain down from that garage and like knocked a dirt dude's head off. And I'm like, yeah, he's just fighting elementals. Hmm. This is not Ghost Rider. Click. But the second one looks interesting to me. Now, here, I'm going to go against everything I just said. I hope that they reboot the Fantastic Four.
Uh-huh.
I hope that it doesn't take place on a space station. I hope that Victor Von Doom isn't up there with them. I hope that they're not all four NASA scientists. I didn't like that Fantastic Four. I did not like it at all.
You did not like it, Sam? I am.
No.
No.
I didn't like the second one.
You did or did not?
Did not.
Did not.
Silver Surfer was wasted. Galactus was a joke. It was cloud with a glove.
What else is coming out this year? Anything else you're looking forward to? The one with
the Wes Anderson movie. I'm still excited about that.
What's the other one? The guns and the guy.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Murray's brother. Bill Murray's brother. He gets the.
Oh,
tumor.
Yeah, the Bobcat Goldthwait. What is that one called?
I don't know.
Something American.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Bobcat Goldthwait as a writer and a director and as an actor. I think he's.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Is Looper coming out this year? From the guy who did Brick and the Brothers Bloom? No, never seen any of those movies.
I watched a trailer called Meth Head with Luke Hawes from Mars Attacks.
Okay.
And I misread the thing on Joe. I skim read the thing on JoeBlow.com where it said, every time I think of him, I think of Mars Attacks, so I can only imagine that this guy turns to drugs after a Martian invasion. So I kind of read the end of it. I started watching the trailer, thinking, okay, where are the Martians? When are they going to appear? The whole trailer, like, where are the freaking Martians? That's why he's dealing with turning. That's a brilliant movie. Someone turns to drugs because they have to deal with an alien invasion.
That's a horrible movie.
And
it's a horrible movie.
But it doesn't happen. And then I go back and reread it.
You know why it doesn't happen?
Sarcasm.
Because it's horrible.
Yeah, sci-fi's going to make it.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, alien invasion versus mega drug.
No.
Made from Godzilla's.
Why don't you make that
bladder.
Into a comic?
I might do that.
Yeah.
So.
The alien invasion that leads to severe drug use.
Don't skim read. That's a thing. Sarcasm does not go over well. Okay, so. Well, that's our I guess it's kind of our BS. Anything else you want to talk about?
I have no idea. I'm excited. Both of us are just at a very low energy level.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm drawing a lot. I'm working.
Good.
I can. Liv's doing well. We're doing well.
You have a shower now?
Yeah. So what else? Nothing. I'm feeling very positive. Feeling positive.
I'm feeling busy.
Yeah. Well, you sound busy. That's why you need a break. And
very tired.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. I guess we'll be back post.
Yeah. Yeah. Since it's what, like 3 weeks from now?
And who knows when we'll get to that. But
I had no idea. I was thinking it was the middle of April.
No. But we'll get to we'll do a post thing where we'll probably rip on people there and probably talk about
chairs,
where we sat.
The same thing we've been
complaining about. For just re-listen.
This is why we need guests.
Just listen to the other podcast. Insert the year.
I'll just re-cue it.
That's what we should do. Gem City Comic Con 2012.
It's the Gem City Comic Con
2012.
That's right, everybody.
We should do just a basic one. Brilliant.
Same amount of people would listen. Speaking of people listening, we should go.
Yep. Take care, guys.
It's been a pleasure. If you're looking for trouble, you can find me on the internet.
Thank you, Bruce. No, it's hard to tell you this. It's hard to tell you this. He's looking at you, kid. Bruce.